In 1967, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. visited prisoners in a California jail. These people had been arrested protesting against the war in Vietnam. And King spoke, giving voice to the parallel he saw between the anti-war movement and the civil rights movement in America. In that moment, he said, "There can be no justice without peace, no peace without justice." Those words have stayed with us in the decades following. No justice, no peace, but also no justice, no peace. The prophet Isaiah tells us that justice and peace inhabit the same living space. Isaiah compares his nation's situation to darkness, to a spiritual darkness, a rebellion against God. To the nation of Judah, caught up in war, suffering from famine, plagued by selfish kings who fail to live in a godly fashion, Isaiah points to the dawning of a new day for those rebellious ones, light and enlightenment in the form of a child. In the vulnerability of an infant, God will reveal God's self, the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And unlike human rulers, the reign of this child of God will be unending. In his kingdom, they will become a nation devoted to God, a community of like-minded souls who all live in the world as God prescribed, following the way of peace that comes through righteous decisions and treats all people equitably, where the people know justice, and so all can know peace. Psalm 85, one of the psalms from Israel's post-exile period, anticipates the restoration of Israel and Judah prophesied by Isaiah. The psalmist says, "God the Lord promises peace to his people, his faithful servants, but let them not turn to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together, righteousness and peace kiss one another. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth. Righteousness looks down from heaven." It is God who promises this peace and restoration. The reconciliation that paves the way for justice and makes for peace begins with God. "The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this," writes Isaiah. This loving God of ours wants to mend the brokenness between us and God. God wants it so much that the Almighty One chooses to come to us to bridge this distance between heaven and earth. And to accomplish this task, God chooses the form of a child. Centuries after Isaiah, the Gospel of John will proclaim, "For God so loved the world that God gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." It is God who acts first. God, whose great love for humanity is always at work in our world, always seeking us, always revealing God's love, and grace, and truth to us. A light shining in our darkness to illuminate the pathways of peace and justice. Jesus comes into our world to restore us to right relationships with God and with one another, the kind of relationships God intended for us at the dawn of creation, where we read that God walked with Adam and Eve in Eden, where all they needed had been provided, where there was no guile or deceit or duplicity, only humility on the part of the created ones and deep love on the part of the Creator. There was peace between humanity and God, peace among humankind in Eden. It's the kind of life we were created for. The kind of peace and abundant life many in our world are still waiting to experience. Because our world, like the world in Isaiah's time, is still a world filled with violence, marked by division, plagued by poverty and oppression. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we light the Advent candle of peace. We say words about how we believe that Jesus is the Prince of Peace and he came to bring us peace. But peace is more than a state of being. Peace is active. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke the truth. Peace only comes when justice for all persons prevails. when not only violence ends, but division is healed. Poverty and oppression are eliminated. Martin Luther King spoke eloquently and fervently about the subject, and people like Bernice Johnson Reagan sang about it. Now, hers is probably a name you do not know. Reagan's work as a voice to educate and work for peace with justice began during the civil rights movement, but her colleagues credit her with playing a pivotal role in bringing singing and shared music to that movement throughout the United States. She saw it as a way to break down social divides, to give people an outlet and a means to sustain themselves and continue pressing on in the fight for justice for persons of color. Reagan was a founding member of the Freedom Singers, part of the Albany movement in Georgia. In a 1963 interview, she said, "Sharing songs is a very important part of the movement. When they actually relate the story of the movement and what is going on, and we're using these songs to spread the movement to the northern part of the U.S. In 1973, a decade later, Reagan transitioned that work of storytelling and educating into founding Sweet Honey and the Rock, the singing group who is the subject of our film discussion this week. Their website says of their mission, "Sweet Honey and the Rock is a performance ensemble rooted in African American history and culture. The ensemble educates, entertains, and empowers its audience and community through the dynamic vehicles of a cappella singing and American Sign Language interpretation." For more than 40 years, Reagan and her sisters have used popular and original songs and traditional African American spirituals to speak about justice and peace, to inspire and to unite. Words and songs that help the audience envision that kingdom of God's peace where justice for all persons is the guiding principle and right relationships exist in every aspect of living. The child whose birth we celebrate at Christmas shows us how to live a life of right relationships. In John's gospel, Jesus is called both the Word, the Logos of God, meaning wisdom, and the light of the world. In him, God makes a way for us to return to those right relationships, to make a fresh start, to go back to the beginning, get it right this time. A way for us to know the deep and abiding peace God offers us, the kind of deep peace that enables us to become agents of change for the sake of peace with justice. As Christmas Day draws closer, may the light of God shine more brightly on your pathway, showing you the ways that make for peace in your own life, your own relationships. Amen.